In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In the Gospel of this blessed Sunday, the fourth Sunday of the month of Baba, we see how the Lord raised the son of the widow from the dead. And at the end of this miracle, the people who were there witnessing such a great power, then we read as St. Luke recites before us, then fear came upon all, and they glorified God, saying, a great prophet has risen up among us, and God has visited his people. And of course, this experience, I am sure, left an impression on the heart of those people who were around. People seeing someone who is dead, and they are taking him to be buried, and then this teacher comes and touches him, and then he says a word, and this man rises again from the dead. And as we see that everyone who witnessed this said that God visited his people, now we have among us a great prophet. But today we are going to examine together the puzzling question, where did these people go? Why did they not continue with the Lord to the end? And before we think of them as they were not spiritual enough, they are not good people, we have to apply the same question ourselves. Why many of us maybe are touched by the Lord in many occasions, one way or another, but very few are able to continue the way with the Lord to the end? Why do we start and we do not finish? Why it is hard for us to keep the continuity, the momentum of this experience with the Lord? We can come with 8 main reasons, apply to all of us, why people, they are not able to continue with the Lord the whole journey until the end. The first reason is that people are not able to continue to the end, maybe because we are feeding only on spiritual sparks. I want the thrill of the experience of witnessing a miracle every single day in my relationship with God. I come to the church expecting that I'm going to be moved in a certain way. And sometimes even people, like, they get excited, and we see this in some churches, and they jump and dance, and then they come out saying that today we had such a great experience. And they search for this every single time. It is exactly like people who are married, they think that they will always be living in a honeymoon from the beginning to the end. The thrill of the first meeting, they will always continue. And after a month or two from marriage, coming to know that this is not the case, they get frustrated. I'm not happy. I don't love her anymore. She doesn't love her husband anymore because the thrill is not there. People who are fed only on the sparks, they are not able to continue not only the journey with the Lord to the end, but any kind of long journeys. They will always at some time feel like we are not in it. We are not excited anymore about it. They pray only when they feel like, if I am moved from inside, I feel like God is filling my heart, then I stand and move and I pray. But if not, then I'm not willing to pray. I read the Bible when I am touched with it, but if I am not in the mood, then I do not pray. I do not read the Bible. They are only mindful of the gift of the Holy Spirit. All what they read is the books about miracles. And when they speak with one another, they speak about, did you hear the latest miracle that happened? This is the only thing that they meditate upon. It keeps them alive and going. And when this is not anymore, they fail. They do not continue. Because unfortunately, this is the nature of things. We do not always live in this kind of feelings, of these sparks. Imagine that you have a Christmas every single day in the whole year. We are celebrating a vacation every single day. This would be boring. This should not be the case. God did not design it to be this way. Yes, God can touch you in one day, but this is to start. This is like exactly like a car who needs a jump start to keep it up, but to continue, other things should be there. Those people are subject to deception from the enemy. He will always play with them to attract them away from God by showing them these sparks, these miracles. Here, come here, the Lord is here. this person is making miracles. Let us follow him. And whatever he says, we just abide to what he's saying. So this is the first reason why many people are not able to continue the journey to the end, simply because only they are feeding on spiritual sparks. The second reason is that people are not able to continue the journey because they stumble at the cost of discipleship. There is a cost, and we all know this. The Lord even, one time, after he fed the multitude and many people followed this man who is able to feed others only from 5 loaves and 2 fish, he looked to them and he said it clearly, not to trouble them, but actually to tell them the cost. If you are willing to follow me, what will happen? If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. This is the cost. And this cost makes many people to be discouraged. I do not want to carry this cross. Yes, I can carry a necklace that have the cross. I can maybe come to the church in the Feast of the Cross and celebrate it with the people. I can maybe come during the Pascha week and live in the mood of this mourning on what the Lord have went through. But when it comes to me suffering, no, I cannot do this. This question is usually comes to the minds of the people when they are asked to forgive. This is one of the crosses that's very hard and difficult. And when they are asked, they find difficult to do it. And then there is no way you can continue with him holding in our hearts what would be something displeasing to the Lord, keeping hatred or lust or any kind of these things that we are not willing even to struggle against. We know that in order to go after him, there is a cost. We have to give up many things. It's a narrow gate. We cannot carry on our shoulders all of the positions and worries and go through the narrow gate. It will never work this way. We are requested to pray and fast. We are requested to forgive and to struggle and to come to the church, attend liturgies. All of these make many people to be discouraged. I want just to enjoy God and like this, and then this cost, I have nothing to do with it. So the first reason why people are not continuing the journey, because they speed on sparks. Secondly, they stumble at the cost of discipleship. The third reason is that people stumble at the unmet expectations with God. We have expectations with God. Those people who witnessed him raising the dead, they expected that he will always be doing miracles. Everything he's going to touch, he's going to turn it into something that's precious. Seeing him on the cross was disappointment. We did not expect that he would be facing this destiny. These expectations with God that make us always to think that whenever we pray, our prayers will be met with yes. If we have a problem, God will always grant a solution the way we think. If we are in need, God will always provide in the way we want, not in the way he designs for us. My brethren, not only the Jews who thought of the Lord as an earthly king, we also want him as an earthly king. We want him to destroy our enemies. Once we call upon him, he will burn those people who are killing our people in Egypt immediately. We want him to make us the people who reign over the whole world. Aren't we his people? Then when this doesn't happen, then we are frustrated. We are disappointed. Maybe we are not brave enough to say it, but it will be shown in the way we are following him. But if God have done this, if he had like make us to like prosper in this way, but anyhow, how can we continue with him while we are frustrated at him? The unanswered prayers, our sufferings, and the prosperity of the wicked are examples of these things that make many people frustrated with God. And then if we have unmet expectations, because they are not realistic, God never promised us such things, then what will happen is we do not follow him anymore. The people who are preaching God, who is going to provide health and wealth to those people who are following him, they are just misleading the people. They are teaching them something just to make them feel good when they come out of the church, thinking that they have a genie that works for them. God for the people now is exactly like the genie of Aladdin. I wanted to rub the lamb, and God will come and saying, what do you want? I will grant you whatever. If it doesn't happen, then we are frustrated at him. How can we continue with someone that we feel like he disappointed us? The fourth reason why many people, they are not able to continue the journey to the end, is that falling into the traps of distractions. Maybe, yes, we know he is the way, he is the truth. We want to follow, but along the way, many things take us away from him. We look around and then we see worries, and we are overwhelmed with these worries about tomorrow, about the excessive busyness, being so much busy. I love God and I want him, but unfortunately I don't have time for him. I work 16 hours a day, and whatever left, I just come and say, our Father who art in heaven, at the end of the day. The desire to be rich, nothing is enough. I want to secure the future of my children. If you ask anyone how much this is worth, how much will make you feel like now you secure their future? I can tell you with confidence that no one will ever be giving a number, a figure. It's something. I will have to go into on and on and on until I fall dead because I am securing the future of my children. Nothing is wrong while we are working hard and doing things better. But believe me, money is not what is going to make the future of your children safer. The images, the sounds, and the immersion in various pleasures. People watch the TV and they sit before the internet for hours. How can at the end of the day they can pray or lift up their hands and speak with God? It's very hard. These distractions definitely will make us to fall along the journey, not be able to continue to the end. The fifth reason, people are not able to continue because of the way they journey. They journey with God with divided heart. It's exactly like the wife of Lot. She wants to go with her husband, but her heart is still in Sodom, on the house, on the positions, on the neighbors. That's why she was not able to flee. She was not saved. We sometimes are like this lady. We want to follow God, but I still want to keep in my heart what I know is darkness. I want to do what God told us it cannot be done, to combine light and darkness in the same place. I come to the church on Sunday, and I do whatever from Monday to Saturday, and I think that by coming to the church, taking communion, I became a righteous, a good person. Journeying with this divided heart will make us to fail definitely. There is no way you can make it to the end. Thinking that I can be a person who followed the commandment at a certain instant, and then I break them in a certain instant willingly, then I think this is the way, my brethren, no one will be ever able to go with God this way. You cannot combine the love of God and the love of the world in the same place. If we think of ourselves that we are smart enough to do it, unfortunately, I'm telling you, this will never work. The sixth reason, people are not willing, are not able to continue because they are lacking commitment and discipline. How pleasant are these words when we see them in action? When we see like a student very committed and disciplined in the way he is conducting himself, even we long for this, but unfortunately not many of us are committed enough, are disciplined enough to continue the journey. And again, we cannot walk with God lacking commitment and discipline. I like this saying by this American author, his name is Ziegler. He says, it was character that got us out of bed, commitment that moved us into action, and discipline that enabled us to follow through. When we lack commitment and discipline, yes, we are willing, but we are not able. We can start, but not to continue. Maybe I will pray for today and tomorrow, but that's it. I cannot continue with something. I can do it every day. Look at the creation that God created around us. Everything is very disciplined. You do not come in the morning thinking if the sun will come today or not. There is nothing called like it's up to the creation to decide where to go, if it are going to function or not. Everything works with discipline. God is God of order. And those people who are able to walk with Him are those people who train themselves to be committed and disciplined to the task that they are to perform. The seventh reason, people are not able to follow with God because they are looking for shortcuts. This is the term that we learned, and this is the theme of our contemporary time. Shortcuts. Let us get it done quickly. You can do it with anything, but you cannot do it in the spiritual path. There is no way you can go around the narrow gate. You cannot have a shortcut over the difficult road. That's why now Satan, knowing this, that we are looking for shortcuts to God, he comes to us with these heresies, like salvation in a moment. Once saved, always saved. What does it mean? You accept Christ now, you will be saved now, you are not going to lose your salvation. Congratulations. What is this? It's a shortcut. This shortcut doesn't lead us anywhere. It doesn't get us to heaven, my brethren. And also the doctrine of cheap grace, that grace is given to us once we accept, and we can do with it whatever it's pleasing to us. I can work with grace and I can ignore it. I will still be going to heaven. What do we call this? It's a heresy, and this will lead us no way along the spiritual path. And with us, we also have the shortcuts, like the outside rituals. I want to come to the church, take communion, this will get me to heaven. I am not requested to struggle in any way. Just come on Sunday, everything will be okay. And also the self-deceiving absolutions. Sometimes we give ourselves absolutions. That we go whatever, we do whatever, and in our minds, we are good enough. We will make it. Whatever we are doing is okay, not bad enough. This will get us to heaven. All of these, my brethren, these shortcuts will take us away, totally away from God. If we think that we can make it with this, we are just deceiving ourselves. The eighth reason why many people they start and they are not able to continue to the end is the obstacle of our wisdom versus His. Do we want to go with His design or our design? The Lord Christ, when He spoke about communion, about partaking of His body and His blood in John chapter 6, people stumbled at this. And they thought about it, how can we eat this man's body? And many people, they were discouraged and left Him, and they are no more to follow with Him. Those people have their own wisdom. This doesn't make sense. If it doesn't make sense, I cannot follow God. Now also, this is again, we can see this happening around us. People have their own wisdom, and they want God to embrace their wisdom. Like this pastor was speaking about how God accepts homosexuality as a normal variant of things, and it's not a big deal. This man, what he's saying, of course he cannot quote the Bible in any way, but he can speak as if this is what makes sense to God. My brethren, what makes sense to us does not bind God in any way or form. Don't think because it is appealing to our mind and reason, then God will have to take it, because this is what the people think. This should not be the case. Otherwise, we will be God, and God should be in our image. It should be the other way around. When we have our own wisdom, and we want God to go with our own wisdom, actually, we are going in the opposite direction, and we think that God is following us. It shouldn't be. Whatever God says is what we abide to. If He calls a certain sin abomination, this is an abomination. If He says you have to be baptized with the water and spirit in order to see the kingdom, then we have to be baptized with the water and spirit in order to see the kingdom. If He says this is my body and my blood, we cannot just examine it under a microscope and say, no, it's not. It is. Why? Because He said so. This is how we follow in his own way, not ours. Then we come to the question, how we ought to conduct ourselves to continue to the end. Yes, we all can make a good start. We all know this about ourselves, but how can we continue to the end? Speaking five things quickly. The first thing, it is one goal at all times. The only one goal that we should embrace is that I want to go to heaven. And for this purpose and this goal, I am willing to sacrifice whatever. I am accepting that I can lose whatever in order not to lose the kingdom of God at the end. You cannot say that I want to be so and so and want to go to heaven. Anything else that we practice in our temporary life is just like the talent that we are given from God in order to trade with. But none of them is a goal. The only goal that we should have is heaven. The second point is the perseverance of every day. We work it hard and we work it every single day. I know how hard it is, but it is doable because we do it with our work. Once we go to school, we know that we have to go every single day. Once we graduate and we start working, we know that we are going to work every day. It's not up to us that you woke up in the morning and say, I'm not going there. If for a job, we are willing to take this like burden, what about the kingdom? The Lord said about the perseverance, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent take it by force. It is to be taken by force. When someone come and say, I will do what I can, I know for sure that this person is not going to continue. It is, I will do what it takes, not I will do what I can. Because this gives us a permission that I can't, then that's it. The third point, make a new start every day. Not because I failed up to this moment to continue, this means I have to continue like this. We can make a new start every day. The main temptation that Satan comes to us with is, if you failed yesterday, let us continue failing until you meet your father of confession in a month or two. If you sin today, just sin tomorrow. What's the big deal about that? One day you'll come to the church and you'll confess and everything will be right. This is not the case. If we used to live like this, we'll not be able to continue. Make a new start. Every day is a battle. If I lost yesterday, I'm not going to lose today. I will fight in order that I will abide to what I know is right, and I will walk in the light as the Lord is requesting, expecting me to do. Number four, meditating on the end, always, every day. I read one time about this man who's saying that every single day in his mind, he meditates on himself lying in a casket, and the people are around him and they are praying over him. Every single day, he always meditates on this and thinking what the people would be saying about me, what God would be saying about me when I meet him in this day. Thinking of this always gives us in this heart this desire that I have to continue. The time is short. I do not know how much time left. I do not want to waste the hours and the days that God gave me in order to offer repentance. Who of us can be sure that next week we will be here on our feet? Nobody would ever can tell this going to happen. Thinking this way is not being pessimistic or a person who has like a sad way of looking to things. No, it is the reality that we have to live and we meditate upon and think of in order for us to continue the journey to the end. And the fifth and last point, that we have maybe to walk with someone whom we trust. If you cannot walk by yourself, walk with somebody else. Be accountable before someone who is going to encourage you and tell you, maybe, okay, wake up, have to do it this way. That's why people who are consistent in their confessions, they got more encouragement. Someone lift them up. And that's why the church is teaching us about having a spiritual father, someone whom we can trust and we walk with. As King Solomon says in the book of Ecclesiastes, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. Maybe if I cannot walk alone, if I cannot make it all the way by myself, I need someone else to lift me up and help me walk the way to the end. May the Lord to grant us that as we make a good start, we also continue and complete until the day when we meet with Him. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.